This is Kevin Burke from the Thumbs in Pockets chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club saying thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry. This episode, entitled The Return of Malcolm Merriweather, aired on April 20th, 1964, and was written by Harvey Bullock and directed by Kobe Ruskin. This episode, we find it opens up in the courthouse with Andy and Barty waiting for lunch, and we have a little bit of dialogue is referred to a couple times in this episode about the clock in Barney's stomach and in his mother's stomach. And you know how Barney is when he teases about his mother. And so Andy teases a little bit about the clock in the stomach. Of course, Barney's going to get upset about that. And so they're waiting for the food to come. Aunt Bee comes just a couple minutes late. And Barney's eating so fast that he can't even talk. And Andy's like, come on, Barney, talk. You know, and so finally Barney gets a few words out so they can have on a conversation. And while they're eating, they hear the car horns blowing outside, just outside the courthouse. They get out and look, and Malcolm Merriweather's in the middle of traffic and on his bicycle. And remember, he's from England, so he's used to riding on the left side of the road, and so he makes a joke about he's halfway there about getting on the right side of the road, which means he's riding in the middle of the road, which is what causes all the traffic mayhem there. So after talking a little bit, Malcolm Merriweather talking about how he's trying to visit the United States, Andy decides to hire Malcolm to help Aunt Bee around the house. And so in the next scene, we see Andy bringing Malcolm home and tells Aunt Bee about Malcolm helping around the house. And again, you know, the idea seems to be a good one to give Aunt Bee some leisure time. And we'll have to see how Aunt Bee takes to it in this episode. So the next episode, we see Malcolm Merriweather has served dinner, and you can look at Aunt Bee, and you see by the look on her face. And again, this takes some really good acting by Frances Bavier. You can see that she's already uncomfortable with the idea. And again, the theme about this show will be how people work makes them feel, and how being a good worker or having something to do keeps us busy and makes us happy with who we are. So again, we see that Aunt Bee's already a little bit uncomfortable. Malcolm does a magic trick whether he does the paper ladder for Opie and then sends Opie up to bed. The next scene, we see Malcolm Merriweather, who's serving breakfast and to Aunt Bee and gives her the newspaper. She's now a lady of leisure. And again, we see even more pronounced that Aunt Bee's unhappy about this. You know, I look at this and I'm like, wow, if I had somebody waiting on me, would I like that? And I think I would, but you know, having somebody live in your house, that can be a little bit uncomfortable. So there's a couple things possibly going on here with Aunt Bee. Of course, she's ruling the house as far as cleaning and cooking and making sure everything stays in order. Now somebody's invaded her territory. So the next scene, we see Andy and Barney in the courthouse waiting on their lunch, and we get this conversation with Barney about his low sugar blood content and how he's no good for the rest of the day if he gets a headache. We see Aunt Bee comes in to visit the courthouse. You know, normally this time she'd be serving lunch, but she just comes in to visit, and Malcolm Merriweather comes in, and he's not only prepared a lunch, but he's prepared a very fancy lunch. And we can see in this particular scene that Aunt Bee is beginning to feel unneeded, particularly near the end of this particular scene where Barney and Andy are complimenting Malcolm so much on his work and how you know, how good everything is. So again, we know that Andy and Barney does that for Aunt Bee, but again, they're really going overboard for Malcolm Merriweather on this. And again, it's probably the Southern charm trying to make Malcolm feel really good about what he's doing, but it's starting to backfire a little bit. The next scene, we see one of those valuable porch scenes we see on the Andy Griffith Show, and here Andy's playing a guitar, Barney's out there, and Aunt Bee's playing a card game with herself. And the funny part about this scene is Barney starts to give Malcolm Merriweather a history lesson about the United States presidents. And, of course, Barney finds out that Malcolm knows much more about the presidents and even the number of the presidents, which president was number 1 through 16, at least, more so than Barney does. And then Malcolm goes over to speak to Aunt Bee and actually finishes out her card game for us. And here's where it becomes very pronounced that Aunt Bee's bothered. She gets a bad look on her face and basically takes her sweater and throws it off her shoulders, and Andy notices this. So here's where we get the first sign that Andy notices something's going on with Aunt Bee. So we have a next scene. It's a real short scene here where Opie's in the kitchen with Malcolm Merriweather, and Opie makes just an off-the-cuff comment about how he used to hear Aunt Bee singing, and now he doesn't hear her sing anymore. And Malcolm realizes that people are generally happy when they're singing, and he becomes concerned about Aunt Bee. So the next scene we see, they're at the dinner table. Unusually, Aunt Bee is sick in bed, and Andy and Barney are waiting for their meal, and Andy has to have Barney ring the bell because he says he just can't come to do it himself. And, of course, Barney goes overboard and rings it like, as Andy says, Santa Claus on the corner. And Malcolm Merriweather comes in. His shirt tails out. He looks very disheveled, and he's bumbling around like he's drunk. He continually can't find things in the kitchen. He yells upstairs to Aunt Bee, and she tells him where it is. And we hear Barney make a comment that he's gassed, and he calls him the English Otis. And then after Malcolm serves him the soup, Barney finds the lid to the can in his soup bowl, in the bottom of his soup, and of course the soup's cold. It looks like Malcolm Merriweather has actually served the soup straight from the can. So they, Andy and Barney venture into the kitchen, and Barney sees the empty bottle of sherry and, you know, shows Andy and says, obviously this is what he's been doing. He's been drinking instead of cooking. So Andy sees that and looks a little bothered, but a few minutes later we see that Andy actually notices that the sherry's been poured down the sink. So in the next scene, we see a cute scene where Malcolm Merriweather's talking to Opie about basically being a good boy, helping around the house, and so forth. And Andy peeks in through the kitchen door, and he sees this. And this is just a few minutes later after Malcolm was supposedly drunk, and so Andy makes a comment about Malcolm sobering up pretty quickly. And we have a nice talk here between Andy and Malcolm Merriweather, and you can see that Malcolm Merriweather looks very uneasy because, you know, he likes Andy. And again, the way the actors portray this is so good. He's trying to be uneasy and embarrassed. And what I like about it is in sort of Mayberry style, instead of just going and explaining the whole situation, you know, Malcolm felt it was better just to act this way to protect the character of Aunt Bee. And again, you could take this further and saying if Malcolm told Andy why he did it and Andy ever shared that with Aunt Bee, that Aunt Bee would probably feel worse about herself because people were feeling sorry for her. So again, you have to go beyond the thoughts on this particular episode about why they did things. So basically, we realize that Andy understands what Malcolm did pretending to be drunk, which, by the way, led me to think, and this is something to think about. This is not going to be the trivia question, but something to think about. How many different people did we see drunk on the Andy Griffith Show? Now, I'll just name a few. Of course, we saw Barney, Otis, Otis's brother, Aunt Bee, you know, when she got a little bit of the elixir, and many of the ladies, and we've seen the mayor drunk. Or are there other people that were seen drunk on the Andy Griffith Show? That would be a good question we could see on one of the Facebook groups about, see if we can come up with everybody we saw drunk on the Andy Griffith Show. So, still in this same scene, Malcolm's left, and all of a sudden, Aunt Bee comes busting in and remembers she was supposed to be sick. So, obviously, she was just upset with the whole situation that was going on, and as soon as she saw that Malcolm couldn't handle what she was doing, she got into the kitchen and started taking care of business, and then she started talking about how she knew this work was too much for anybody. And again, showing that, you know, she needs to be the one to handle this. And so she was sort of thinking out loud and, you know, wanting Andy to know that, you know, she's important. And again, this is all about Aunt Bee feeling needed. And this is brought out a couple times in other episodes where, you know, where Aunt Bee's worried about being needed in the scene. So again, a very good touching episode. Then the final scene, we see Opie and Andy talking, and they're talking about how good Malcolm Merriweather was at cooking and cleaning, and Opie makes one of those kids' comments that kids would do. He says, you know, but Aunt Bee's hugs are better. And I love this statement that Andy says here. He says, those kinds of hugs money can't buy, or that kind of hugging money can't buy, I think is the more exact quote. So again, another good episode to show not only the comedy, but the touching side and the caring that Andy Griffith always talked about, what made the show special, of the characters about each other. Even Malcolm Merriweather, the sometime visitor, cared enough about the Taylor family to make sure that Aunt Bee was comfortable. So again, the trivia question, if you watch the episode, you'll know the answer to this. If not, try to think of it off the top of your head. When they're having the scene on the front porch, Opie comes running in, and he's been playing a game. What was the name of the game that Opie was playing at that time? Again, when they're on the front porch at dark, Opie comes running in. He's all dirty, and Aunt Bee makes a comment about him. He says he's been playing a game. What was the name of the game that Opie had been playing? If you know the answer, you're welcome to email me at burke@imayberry.com. That's B-U-R-K-E at the letter I, mayberry.com. Or you can go to my website, burkeonmayberry.com. And if you'll scroll down to the episodes and trivia questions, down near the bottom, you'll see The Return of Malcolm Merriweather in the title. In parentheses, you'll see the answer of the game that Opie was playing that night. So again, another good episode from The Andy Griffith Show. I hope you enjoyed it. And I really appreciate you listening to Burke on Mayberry. I appreciate the comments that we get. And I also want to remind you, don't forget to listen to Two Chairs No Waiting from my fellow podcaster, Alan Newsom, that you can also find on the web. So again, I hope you enjoyed the episode. And as they say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.